Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be
a
me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenderson, Nevada. My name's Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
If you want affordable tract housing, come on down to Henderson. Right. I mean, God, forget paradise. Come on down to Hendo. You know any people that live in Henderson?
How many?
I mean, do you know any people that live out there?
I know people.
No.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Jack, you know the population of Henderson?
Man, I did not know this was going to be a quiz.
With your population data memory.
If I had just been like 98,372.
I'm like, oh, fantastic.
Wow. Fantastique. We are here to tell the people what is trending. Up first, we have Twitter executive order, social media executive order. The president has asked to speak to the manager of the internet. he is going to. He does not like the complaints and the little negative feedback he's getting on social media. So he wants to be able to censure them.
Yeah, to have that tag on a tweet that said, this could be dubious, this information right. might be a lie. And that whole right. Twitter fiasco has now turned into executive orders that push the bounds of what we even know is legal, for starters. So, I mean, that's a huge First Amendment issue. But essentially what it's doing is it's allowing Trump to sick law enforcement on tech companies that are getting are against his agenda, essentially, or at least not allowing him to just broadcast unfiltered nonsense through their platforms.
Right. Yeah, it seems like the latter is more more accurate, that he's just, you know, he's abusing their platforms. He's violating their terms of service in a lot of cases, and he's gotten away with it for a long time because he's the president and one of the most popular accounts, and, you know, they've moved everything so far to the right that, you know, just pointing out, like, that something is hate speech is considered political.
You're Antifa.
Right, exactly. Minnesota Freedom Fund is trending. Everybody should go donate.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
how
there's a lot of people.
This has taken off, and a lot of credit to, you know, celebrities using their huge followings to at least draw attention. I think a lot of people want to figure out how to do better or contribute to doing something good for anyone in Minneapolis dealing with this. And yeah, that fund has helped to get people to bail them out. But hey, look, if you listen to other people on the internet, it could be some weird Antifa, you know, like super weapons fund or something. It's really the takes on everything right. coming out of Minneapolis are so truly shows you how upside down perspectives are in this country. Like it's people actually can just say the opposite and they're like, yeah, and that's what's true to me because that's what I need to believe.
Right. Another thing that's trending is George Soros. Which
exactly
is related. Candace Owens is saying that you know, George Soros is behind the protests in Minneapolis.
Rather she wouldn't be surprised, not fully, you know how they got a dog scream or dog whistle or whatever it's called these days with their anti-Semitism. But yeah, there is a sort of like, yeah, you know, just like with Antifa, it's got his like goon squad. I don't understand. And of course the entire right-wing take machine is now like screaming about George Soros.
That's wild. Well, at least it's not dangerous at all and not a precedent that led somebody to send out a bunch of bombs a couple of years ago.
No, not at all. Or go to a synagogue and murder people either. It's just this is the tone that people are operating in. And it's someone on Twitter was saying like it was sort of positing the question. It's like, you know, George Soros is old. And when he passes away, like who is the right going to then make their new Jewish boogeyman who controls the strings of the oppressed brown people in America narrative? Because, you know, that character has to exist in their reality for people to like make sense of outrage. It's like, oh, no, don't worry. These people aren't upset because they're being murdered and they feel absolutely dehumanized by our system. They're there because George Soros cut them a check. Don't worry. It's just like really goofy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Gates has some of that energy, but he does not fit the anti-Semitism agenda. So, it'll be interesting to see who they go with. There's probably a meeting happening somewhere right now. Shout out to Henry Ford, who published the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, anti-Semitic tract across like 2 years in his weird newspaper in the early 20th century. That's what happens when you have somebody, when you have a country where somebody who has a lot of money can just have all the power to tell people whatever they want.
There's also a really interesting article in BuzzFeed that kind of goes back on the origins of this George Soros as boogeyman narrative. And it was actually created by two Jewish American political consultants, like helping craft this sort of like George Soros as boogeyman.
Yeah, the degree to which their racism is calculated and cynical is pretty wild. Like the reporting about Trump deciding to call COVID-19 the China disease or the China flu or whatever. China virus. That was a calculated move to distract and, you know, create a to politicize what was a pretty straightforward, you know, fuck up and disaster on his part.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Minnesota Freedom Fund is the thing to take away from that subject as of right now. John Krasinski is trending.
Oof, getting heat, bro.
He caught some little backlash. Yeah. Because he sold that YouTube channel, the brand name Some Good News, to CBS Viacom for millions and millions of dollars.
All that money he's actually donating to essential workers who have been affected by COVID-19. Oh, no, that's a joke.
Really?
Because purely all for him. That would have been some good news.
Yeah, that would have been some good news. He's not going to be hosting it anymore, and that's like the thing that people have latched onto. they're like, well, people are mad. It must be because he's not hosting it anymore. And yeah, I who yeah. gives a shit?
Looking at a guy who found, like, was just clearly exploiting the situation. I think his intent was like, I could do this, and eventually, this is good IP. I can sell. Yeah. I can option to somebody, and that's what he did. I mean, that's just how people think in show business. Like, you have a brand. If you come up with some intellectual property, hopefully, someone bigger than you is like, I like that for me. Can I buy that? Here you go, and then you move on.
Yeah, we've talked before also about how, there's some pretty straightforward problematic stuff that he's associated with, like 13th Hour, the untold story of Benghazi. He starred in that. I don't know if that's the exact name, but it's something to that effect, where he, you know, starred in a sort of right-leaning interpretation of the events of Benghazi. Jack Ryan, the Jack Ryan show that he stars in on Amazon Prime has some very, you know, the CIA are the good guys, and
he's just turning into shitty Harrison Ford.
Right. But he, you know, there's also he wrote and directed A Quiet Place, and people have done some sort of textual and symbolic analysis of that movie. And there's nothing overtly problematic there, but there is some, like, it's a story about a white family who has to be very quiet lest, like, these brown creatures, like, come and attack them. And people have read that as being sort of a meditation on white fragility, basically, like the white fragility horror movie. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what, where his career goes, but,
we'll keep our eye on that John Krasinski. See what happens.
Denzel Washington is also trending. He saw two police officers trying to arrest / having a confrontation with a unhoused person, and, stopped his car, got out, and sort of helped mediate it so that it ended up being peaceful. But it was kind of just an amazing sort of act, and, you know, the sort of thing you were talking about like putting your money where your mouth is in terms of.
I just think also, you know, especially right now, though, being black in this country has a very specific sensation. And I think a lot of people, if they saw something like that happening, would want to get out of their car and maybe try and intervene. Because again, we know what happens in these interactions. And I love that Denzel did this, and I hate that he had to do this. Because normally you could just see law enforcement say, oh, they might just be enforcing the law. They're doing their job. But right now you see officers talking to a black man and your heart will start racing. My voice is shaking right now because
you're afraid for that.
Honestly feel like if I saw that, I would be like, I can't even, there's no way I could let this happen. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm so powerless right now. Maybe I can save this person. It all ended very well, but ugh, man, it's like fucking Denzel Washington had to get out of his car. And it's like almost like, guys, it's Denzel. Please. Right. Let's try this reasonably. And I don't know what the exact, you know, the interaction was, because clearly it wasn't anything like super horrifying based on like the tone or whatever, but right now is a very, very dark time in this country. So I love that he did what he felt was right, and I just hate that that's a situation that, like, we feel that we actually have to help because the police are not able to protect us.
Yeah. All right, guys, well, that is gonna do it for this Thursday afternoon. That is, those are some of the things that are trending. We will be back tomorrow with a whole new episode. Otherwise, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself.
Be kind.
Be the change you want to see in the world. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.